कृपा कैले कृष्ण आदा मेरा पति किलाई किलागिया नीले हेता करो ये भेगते आच के चोकार जताबा ते आनो माने नहे के नो आनी बेंजे उग्रस्ताने रजस्तमो गुणे येरा सबाई आचन्ना वासुदेव कथा रुचि नहीं से प्रसन्न तबे जदि तव कृपा होये आय है तुकी सकलाई संभव होय तुमी से कौतुकी की भावे बुझाले तार बुझे से रसा यता कृपा करो प्रभु पुरी निज वश तुमार इच्छाय सब होए माया वश तुमार इच्छाय नाश मायार परश तब इच्छा होए यदि तादेर उद्धार बुझीबे निश्चय तबे कथा से तुमा भागवतेर कथा से तव अवतार दीरा है या सुने जदि आने बारवा सुन्वताम स्वगता कृष्ण पुण्य श्रवण कीर्तन हृदयंतस्तो ह्यभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्टिकी तदा रजस्तमो भावाः कामलोभादयश्च ये चेतयेतैरनाविद्धं स्थितं सत्त्वे प्रसीदति एवं प्रसन्न मनसो भगवत भक्ति योगतः भगवत तत्व विज्ञानं मुक्त संगस्य जायते भिद्यते हृदय ग्रंथेश छिद्यन्ते सर्वसंशयाः क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि दृष्टयेवात्मनीश्वरे रजस्तम हते तव पाइबे निस्ता हृदये रभद्रसते उचिवेताः इको रे बुजावो कता बड़ो से चाहि बड़ो से चाहि रुद्र आमे दीनहीन कोनो शक्ति नाही अतच ये नेचो प्रभु कथा बोली वारे जय तुमार इच्छा प्रभु करो ये बारे अखिल जगत गुरु वचन से अमार अलंकृत करिवार समता तोमार तव कृपा हलय मोर कथा शुद्ध हवे सुनिया सबार शोक दुख जे गुचिबे हानिया चो जदि प्रभु हमारे न चाहते नचाओ प्रभु नचाओ नचाओ से मते नचाओ नचाओ प्रभु नचाओ काष्ठेर पुतली जता नचाओ से मते भक्ति नाही वेद नाही नामे को बदरो भक्ति वेदांत नाम ये वे सार्थक करो भक्ति वेदांत नाम ये वे सार्थक करो हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे नाम संकीर्तन की Beautiful song it is. So what was the verse number we left? 220, yeah. You can show this picture. Yeah. Glories of Srimati Radharani. Pastimes of Radha and Krishna we discussed. And then two, the speciality of Gopi's love for Krishna. This we discussed yesterday also. Okay. Now. Yes, this is the section. Question 3. Sadhana, process to attain the highest goal. Sadhya. 220 to 232. So we are just getting a bird's eye view here. You all can see. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuvan Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Anchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki Shri Shri Jagannath Prasadhar Maharani ki Shri Nivas Balaji ki Shri Ila Prabhupada ki Om We welcome all of you for the 8th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramananda Raya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Samvad. We are entering a new section today, 197 to 241. Sorry, that's over. In that, 220 to 232. Raganuga Marga, following in the footsteps of gopis. You see, there is a Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, there is Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. Then there is Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. How is Raganuga different from Vaidhi? Vaidhi word comes from Vidhi. Vidhi means there are rules and regulations Guru gives. You just follow it. That's all. And also, the path of Vaidhi Bhakti, we don't have a naturally flowing devotion. Our devotion is impelled by Guru's order. Or our progress is impelled by, you know, fear of death sometimes. There is some motivator like that. Like Gajendra is going to be, you know, severely bitten by the crocodile. There is sometimes there is a impending danger. Like Parikshit Maharaj had to die in 7 days. So immediately he made a plan for doing bhakti and then he took up. So Prabhupada gives that as example in Nectar of Devotion, that there is Vaidhi Bhakti because it's impelled by the consideration of the death factor, which is very close to 7 days, no? So, whereas in Rahavanga Bhakti, it is just opposite. It is not impelled by any external material factor at all. Raganuga actually means spontaneous love. It is like a Ganga gushing out of the heart of the devotee. Very vigorous, forceful devotion that comes out and blossoms in the heart of a devotee. So here the devotee, spontaneous means what? You know, nobody need to order this devotee to do devotion service. He actually feels pleasure, he feels joy in serving Radha and Krishna. At every moment he is remembering the Lord, at every moment planning for serving the Lord. And the consciousness of the devotee is posted in Vrindavan, always. And it is very swabhavik, very natural. That's Raganuga Bhakti, which is advanced stage. So, like for example, a Vaidhi Bhakta may have to rise early in the morning and attend Mangalarti chanting in a regulated way. Whereas those who are in Raganuga Marga, for them 24 hours they will be chanting the Lord's names. 24 hours they are getting darshan of the Lord. So it's a very advanced stage. But following in the footsteps of the gopis, we can practice it. So let us proceed. See, this is 220 to 232, no? This is the first section. Okay, let us go to the book. So we will refer to some of the purports also, yeah. And the verse number?
220.
This is the verse. Sei gopi bhavamrite yaralobahaya.
Sei gopi bhavamrite yaralobahaya.
Veda dharma lokatyaji se Krishna bhajaya.
Veda dharma lokatyaji se Krishna bhajaya.
Yeah.
One who is attracted by that ecstatic love of the gopis does not care about popular opinion or the regulative principles of Vedic life. Rather, he completely surrenders unto Krishna and renders service unto him.
Yeah. See, two words are used here. Yaralobahaya. Once that lobha or greed develops in a devotee, he is saying that Veda Dharma Loka Tyaji Sehe Krishna Vajaya. So, there are many religious principles given in the Vedas, like for example, Sandhya Vandan, you have to do 3 times a day, and you also have to study the Vedas regularly. And there are many rituals have to be done, yajnas have to be done, shraddha and all those things have to be done. Many procedures are there, Vedic Dharma. But a pure devotee of Krishna gives up all those things. He's not attracted by them. This example is Jadabharata. Jadabharata's father wanted to teach him the rituals and rites and the Vedas, recitation, memorization of the Vedas. Jadabharata was not interested. He pretended to be like a fool. Externally dumb and deaf, and so he was not willing to behave properly, because if his father makes him study this Vedic literature, he may get stuck in this world or go to heaven and come back, whatever. He actually wanted to go back to Godhead as a Paramahamsa devotee. So he was not attracted to the religious principles of the Vedas. That is the point. Like one time I was sitting in a train, one family below us, they were all speaking in Tamil. But I didn't want to get introduced to them. Why? Because I wanted time for my self-study, Srimad Bhagavatam. I was sitting up. So I didn't reveal to them my language, because once they know my language, they'll call me down and chat with us instead of chanting. A lot of time would go. Of course, when the station was coming, 1 hour before the train reached the station, I gave them some time. And they were very happy to know. They said, we were not aware you speak Tamil. We would have... had a nice 2-3 hour talk by you, they said. So I said, no, I was very busy. I had to do some studies, I told them. So now, why I am telling you this example, Sometimes you behave like a deaf and dumb man with the karmis or the non-devotees in order to save your time getting wasted. Correct, no? Similarly, you will find the Vedic rituals and rites were not at all appealing to Jadabharata. He thought Trigunya Vishaya Veda is Trigunya Pavarjana. Repeatedly you have to appear in this world with this Vedas mainly teach you how to live in this world with material prosperity, dharma, artha, kama, that's the main talk. Or at the most moksha, which Shuddha Bhakta is not inspired about. So that is one thing he's saying. Haya Veda Dharma. Yeah. He's saying Yara Loba Haya. And then Veda Dharma Lokatyaji. He's saying. What is Lokatyaji? Popular opinion. Like for example, the gopis of Raj, you know, when Krishna played on the flute, they left their brothers, fathers, everybody who wouldn't allow them, so but they ran out of great devotion to Krishna and you know, laid down their lives. Lokatyaji. So in the same manner, sometimes a brahmachari has to leave the home and join many relatives and friends who raise a big objection and they come and fight with ISKCON authorities. But a boy, you know, he's very adamant, he's very eager to dedicate his life, but some relatives can't understand. Why can't this boy marry and settle at home and do a job? Side by side he can do devotion service, but he wants to do full time, fully dedicate his life. So, Lokatyaji means, you know, some public people criticize him also. What you are doing is absolutely wrong and everything. So the people who have to completely surrender to Krishna, amongst them, the gopis are the ones who gave the public opinion or public popularity. They were ready to forego everything for Krishna's sake. Another example I'll tell you. If you see Vasudev, he promised to Kamsa to give all his children. But did he give his eighth son? Who was eighth son? Krishna. But why he, broke the vow of truthfulness? Because he thought after that, I can actually keep the vow and give my son Krishna to Kamsa. And he may kill ruthlessly as before. And then in that case, I'll be a moralist because I kept the morality. Or if I break the moral integrity now, and then by that, Lord will be saved, Lord Krishna. So which one do you prefer? Transcendental morality. He said, let Krishna be saved. So therefore, here is another example of Veda, you know, Veda Dharma Tyaji, or Loka Tyaji, means one gives up the popularity, mundane popularity. Just because people say something about ISKCON or me, we don't have to give up our devotional service. And just align with the non-devotee materialists. So here you find these two, read the translation again, very important.
One who is attracted by that ecstatic love of the gopis does not care about popular opinion or the regulative principles of Vedic life. Rather, he completely surrenders unto Krishna and renders service unto him.
And the second thing is said, Raganuga Margetara Bhajayi Jana
Raganuga Margetare Bhajayi Jana
Sri Jana Paya Vraje Vrajendra Nandana
Sri Jana Paya Vraje Vrajendra Nandana.
If one worships the Lord on the path of spontaneous love and goes to Vrindavan, he receives the shelter of Vrajendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj.
If somebody adopts this raga type of love, this is attracting, the supremely attractive, this type of love and devotion. Somebody can exhibit. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated the old Orissan ladies' eagerness. Or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated such spontaneous love in, you know, many people like Narasimhananda Brahmachari, in southern India one Mathura Brahman, like that. And also, the Vrajavasis are the topmost Raganuga Bhaktas. Like for example, Sridhama, Sudama, Madhumangal, they are all in Sakya Rasa. Radharani, Lalita, Vishaka, they are all Raga Bhaktas in Madhuri Rasa. Nanda, Upananda, Sunanda, Nandaranan, they are all Nanda Baba's brothers. So they are also in pure Vatsalya.
In all, there are 64 items listed for the rendering of service unto Krishna. And these are the regulative principles enjoined in the Shastras and given by the spiritual master. One has to serve Krishna according to these regulative principles.
It is there in Nectar of Devotion, yeah. Yes.
But if one develops spontaneous love for Krishna as exhibited in the activities of those who live in Vrajabhumi, one attains the platform of Raganuga Bhakti. One who has developed this spontaneous love is eligible for elevation to the platform enjoyed by the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi. In Vrajabhumi, there are no regulative principles set forth for Krishna's service. Rather, everything is carried out in spontaneous, natural love for Krishna.
See, for example, in our temples here, we have a schedule for the pujaris. Which pujari has to come at what time, six offerings a day and all that, isn't it? Now, Vajibha says, will you have to make a schedule for them and tell them you have to worship the deity at this time? Oh, they would come running very naturally, they would worship Krishna. They would do services to Krishna. Here in kitchen, you have to put so-and-so devotee has to come and cook on this particular day, you know. Whereas in Vajibha says 24/7, that's the only thing they do. They are engaged in Lord's service. So, Raganuga Bhaktas don't need any scheduling, charting, follow-up. For them, Krishna is everything. Go ahead.
There is no question of following the principles of Vedic system. Such principles are followed within this material world. And as long as one is on the material platform, he has to execute them. However, spontaneous love for Krishna is transcendental. It may seem that the regulative principles are being violated, but the devotee is on the transcendental platform. Such service is called Gunatita or Nirguna, for it is not contaminated by the three modes of material nature.
Yeah, correct. So we are going to, as we go deeper, we will see Raganuga becomes very clearly distinct from Vaidhi. And why we need to know the Raganuga, we will come to know also. Vrajaloke rakona bhava layayai bhaje. Bhava yoga deha paya Krishna paya vraje.
In his liberated stage, the devotee is attracted by one of the five humors in the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
You know the five humors, right? No? Shantasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. Yeah.
As he continues to serve the Lord in that transcendental mood, he attains a spiritual body to serve Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan.
That is called Siddha Deha. Right now, what body we all have right now, using this body we are trying to do some seva. It's called Sadhana Deha. When Sadhana Deha keeps on entering service and develops a particular bhava, like if I develop the bhava of a gopi in this body while entering service, in a male body there can be a gopi sitting inside as Atma of the soul, can be a gopi. Similarly, in a female body, the Atma of the body could be a male also, who may be a covered boy. In spiritual world, actually, the male-female difference is not talked about. One of the reasons why, because all are prakriti, servants of Krishna. And Krishna is a Swami, Master. So, but externally, your form looks like a gopa or a gopi or whatever. That form gets awakened in five humors, as it is said here. If we continue to serve the Lord continuously by the transcendental mood, it is said. Then we get the spiritual body. Yeah. Tahati drishtanta upanishad shruti gana. Raga marge bhaji paila prajendra nandana. Yeah.
Those saintly persons who represent the Upanishads are vivid examples of this. By worshipping the Lord on the path of spontaneous love, they attained the lotus feet of Rajendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj.
See, if you follow in the footsteps of gopis, then you join the Radharani's party and the gopis like that. Or if you follow Yashoda or Nanda, then we attain Vatsalya Bhava. Read that, Prabhu.
In the Golok Vrindavan planet, Krishna's servant are headed by Raktaka and Patraka. Krishna's friends are headed by Sridhama, Subal and others.
Yeah.
There are also elderly gopis and the cowherd men headed by Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda and others. All of these personalities are eternally engaged in the loving service of the Lord in accordance with their specific attachment for Krishna. One who wants to return home...
The word specific attachment means as a friend or as a lover or as a parent. That is specific attachment. Yeah.
One who wants to return home to serve the Lord directly may be attracted to Krishna as a servant, friend, father or mother. If a person continuously serves Krishna during this life in a particular ecstasy, upon giving up the material body, he attains a spiritual body suitable for serving Krishna.
Yes.
In terms of his particular attachment, one may serve as a servant, friend, father or mother. In the same way, one who wants to serve Krishna in conjugal love can attain a body under the guidance of the gopis. In this connection, the most vivid example is provided by those saintly personalities known as Shrutis, who represent the Upanishads. The Shrutis understood that without serving Krishna and following in the footsteps of the gopis, there would be no possibility of their entering the kingdom of God and serving Krishna in the mood of conjugal love. Therefore, they engaged in spontaneous loving service unto Krishna and followed in the footsteps of the gopis.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe I can show you a little bit about the spontaneous devotion. Just 1 minute. You can see this picture here. Reverential admiration versus spontaneous affection. Who is that on the left side? Kunti Maharani. She has a reverential admiration. Although she is aunt of Krishna, she doesn't feel herself so. She feels that, no, I am a devotee of Krishna. And Krishna is the Jagatpati, master of the whole universe. Namasye Purusham Tvadhyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param. Like that she is singing. Isn't it? So reverential means what? You have a deep respect for the Lord and you consider yourself very, very small, insignificant servant, Das. Das or Dasi, like that. Even spiritual master also, some people, you know, from a distance only they offer obeisances and they stand up away from the road just with folded palms praying to him, that's all. They may not come close to see him. But some people come close to him and then offer namaskar and then they talk to him for a while. And there are some others who may not only talk to him, he may cook for him, he may serve him, you know, he may wash his car or something, he may clean up the things which he uses, or he may personally also render service to him. And there are others who are very intimate with him. They can just sit with him hours and hours, taking some special instructions and executing for him and pleasing him. So, in this way, and there may be his god brothers and all who may be very intimate, correct, no? They may come and pat, hey, hi, how are you doing? They may be very intimate like that. So, in the same manner here, with Krishna, Kunti's role is very far away role. And she is very respectful and she feels a very great personality, Krishna. He is complete in all respects. So she's offering a prayer. But that's not the case with Yashoda here, see? What do you find Yashoda here doing? Taking Krishna on her arms, you know? Very amazing. You can see the Supreme Godhead has become a tender, malleable child in the hands of Yashoda. And Krishna is deeply affected by the affection of motherly love. Of Yashoda. Does Yashoda treat Krishna as God? Not at all. Far from treating him as God, she treats him as her own child. Svamatu, it is said. Svinnagatraya. So now you are seeing the extremes here. So on the left picture, Kunti Maharani is dealing with Krishna. He is like, you know, MLAs, MPs may treat the Prime Minister of the country. Whereas in the right side picture, you see Yashoda dealing with Krishna is very similar to, you know, your mother in any home dealing with her son. This is very important, read it. Father Wallace.
Father Wallace was of the opinion that passive mystic contemplation on the greatness of God was perhaps higher than active service. Prabhupada did not agree. Such contemplation on God's greatness, he said, was called neutrality, a stage which he defined as the marginal stage between material life and the spiritual life. Real devotion, Prabhupada explained, began after this neutral stage. After realizing the greatness of God, one would realize that all his activities in this world were more or less a useless waste of time. Then one would naturally desire to actively render service to God.
Here comes a point. Very, very powerful dialogue between Prabhupada and one Father Wallace. Actually, Father Wallace was thinking that, you know, you guys are all going and distributing books. You know, you are cooking, cleaning, washing, building temple. Okay, you can do all these activities, and then when you become more mature, you just sit at one place and then you get into a kind of self-contemplation deeply. Swamiji, is that a correct understanding? Prabhupada said, no, you are saying the opposite. Prabhupada said, if you are simply contemplating on God, that's only a shantras. Because you are not rendering any big service to Him. You are just like trees in Vrindavan, just watching. Even trees are entering service there. So that neutral stage, a marginal stage. But the actual stage in spiritual life is not that. Actual life in spiritual life is, you know, with body, mind, words, one should completely render service to the Lord. So they are shantras. Beyond that, what is there? Shantras is like 00. Beyond that, there is Sakyaras, Dasyaras, Vatsyaras, Madhuriras. I want to show you. This is Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. You see? Bracket, what is given?
Impetus, Guru's order.
I told you. Based on Guru's order, we do this thing. Quickly read now.
Chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra and follow 4 regulative principles.
In a regulated way, we all do that, yeah.
Follow 64 regulative principles taught in Nectar of Devotion.
Yeah.
Study and discuss Srila Prabhupada's books with devotees, Bodhayanta Parasparam. Develop Shastra Chakshu to see the world. Sing Vaishnava songs and shlokas with knowledge of meanings.
Yeah.
Request your senior devotees to award you Krishna Seva and do them. Pray to deities begging for Seva opportunity and for spiritual progress. Accept all favorable items in Krishna consciousness. Reject all unfavorable items in Krishna consciousness. Always keep your mind and senses absorbed in relation to Krishna.
So these are all practical tips. Many of them are in a regulated way. Study this many hours of Prabhupada's books at least in a week. You know, maybe 4 hours or 8 hours or 10 hours, whatever. Chant 16 rounds, follow 64 regs. Very well laid down and given for our practice to advance. Yeah, this is in abhyas, like practice. Yeah, read it.
Krishna consciousness is natural and not an imposition.
Now some of the people have a question that in the Vaidhi Bhakti stage, the chanting of the holy name is very painful. It's we don't know, it's not taking any effect, our mind is wandering too much. And they find it difficult to increase the number of rounds. Many people have difficulty. So it appears like an imposition on the head, they say. Yeah.
First example, fire covered by ashes.
Yes. Like you see the picture there, just below. Like when the fire is covered by ashes, you can't see the fire, but either you blow it, then fire will come out. Yeah. Yes. Similarly, our Krishna consciousness is hidden in our heart. Some good Vaishnava comes and fans us, we can wake up. Yeah.
Second example, child mother, magnet nails.
Yeah, look at the child and the mother sitting. The child is very naturally sitting in the mother's lap very joyfully. Child has no anxiety. Similarly, the magnet and nails, which are new nails, they catch very fast. But if I have a nail lying in the home for 2 years, it's rusted and covered by mud. No good. You know, it cannot stick so fast. Similarly, when we are cleansed in Krishna consciousness, we get attracted very fast to Krishna.
Third example, child's innate walking ability.
Yeah, look at this child. He was first crawling, slowly trying to get up and falling. Then he got up now. Now somebody is escorting him to catch the hands. But eventually he will walk. This kind of walking ability is there in you, me, all of us. But when we were born, we had butter hand, butter feet. We were not able to. That doesn't mean we can never walk. Correct, no? Later on you walk. Similarly, in Vaidhi Bhakti, you keep doing it in a regulated way and keep growing. A stage will come when you can stand on your bhakti very erect, very nicely. Without falling away, pray to Maya. And you can actually in turn offer service and support to others also. Like for example, the child is, how old is that child? Which is, it's almost 6 months or something like that. Then 8 months, then 1 year and 2 years, 5 years. In the same manner, we have started devotional service. practice it. As it goes, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, take initiation. We take diksha. Then we come to bhajana kriya. Then with initiation, with support of guru and with support of shastra, then advance further. Go to higher stages. Then anuruddha vritti happens. And that is the longest stage actually. Need not necessarily be so long, provided we are very serious. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in one place writes, it may take sometimes, you know, 18, 20 years for one to come to nishtha, like that he writes. After picking up, chanting Hare Krishna. So, nishtha comes after anuruddha vritti. So, Shraddha, Sadhusanga, Bhajanakriya, Anartha Navrati and Nishtha. Yeah. Nishtha means one has come to Sattvaguna, steady. Then beyond that, what is that? Ruchi. Then Asakti, Bhava and Prema. So here, walking of the child means even in the third stage you are walking, you can say. Which means Shraddha, Sadhusanga, Bhajanakriya. You start walking. Of course, the child may be a little bit, you know, difficult, finding difficulty walking easily. But once you come to nishtha means you are like a grown-up boy or a grown-up girl. You can walk on your own. Nobody needs to escort you like that, isn't it? So you become steady in your devotional life. But Guru's guidance will be there even after attaining prema. Like you find Nimaya Pandit, after he attained prema, he went to Guru and asked, Kiva mantra dila gosai kiva tarabal, japite japite hoila pagal. He said, by chanting the mantra you gave me, you know, tears are coming in my eyes. What mantra it is? And Guru said, first class, your bhakti is producing fruits now. It's very nice, my child, he told him. So, we keep taking guidance and proceeding ahead from Vaidhi bhakti to Raganuga bhakti. So, in the beginning, there may be push people may have to give you for attending classes, for chanting Hare Krishna, for not eating outside and all that. But eventually, once that loving attraction to Krishna comes, everything you do with love, you chant with love, you render with love. Yeah.
Awakening by hearing Krishna Katha.
See, read the question. Yeah.
Vaidhi sadhana bhakti, regulated. When there is no natural attraction and inspiration for practicing devotional service comes from scriptures. Example,
Tasmat kena pipayena manak krishna niveshayet. This is actually... See, smattavyam means it's affirmative. One should remember Krishna. One should not forget Krishna. Similarly, the scriptures give order. Do this. Therefore, we do it. You ask somebody, why are you, Prabhuji, why are you chanting 16 rounds? Because scriptures are saying, Prabhupada is saying, so I am doing it. So, Guru has to order us. Our scriptures have to tell us. Then with the faith in them, we do it. That is Vaidhi sadhana bhakti. Yes.
Raganuga sadhana bhakti, spontaneous. When the inspiration for practicing devotional service comes from a natural attraction to pleasing Krishna.
That is coming from inside your own heart. You feel a very natural attraction to please Krishna and Raganuga Bhakti. So the difference between the two is, in Vaidhi Bhakti, you have to be motivated externally. Raganuga Bhakti, you are motivated internally. For example, you have to climb up a coconut tree to release coconuts. Somebody has to put you on the tree with a rope and then they give a push from the back. So you climb a little bit and after that you look behind. They say, no, now you keep, you know, moving your two legs up, go up. And then you gradually get practiced. Correct, no? So the initial push you are giving is Vaidhi Bhakti. And after that, Raganuga Bhakti. If you have seen a rocket, it has got a fuel. You have seen fuel behind? It will drop one thing after consuming the fuel. You've seen that, no? So that fuel is actually used as an impetus to throw the rocket at a speed of 11 km per second into the outer space, which is beyond the gravitational pull. Once you put a satellite like that, it will not come because it has gone outside the range of the gravitational pull. So here, what is the gravitational pull for us in the material world? Maya Devi. Maya is pulling us down. Be lazy. Be passionate, you know, enjoy sense gratification. That is all downward vector. And chanting Hare Krishna, obeying Guru, obeying scriptures is upward factor. So when this upward thing is increased, the intensity goes to very high. That time we will go out of the Maya's ability to pull us. Mamevye prapadyante, mayametam tarantite. But what happens, initially Guru scriptures, Guru sadhu shastra, everybody is giving push. Some people say, Prabhu, now lockdown, we are very discouraged inside the four walls. You know, we are not so enthusiastic earlier when we are going out for preaching on Harinam. Some people say that means their motivation comes from inside or outside? Outside. You can see that. If somebody is motivated from inside, the heart, he is really having faith in Guru Krishna and he is happy practicing devotional service. So what such a person will do? Such a person actually will keep on enhancing and increasing his devotional service. So, and then, yeah.
Did you get the right Sukruti seed? Please check.
Actually, you may wonder a question that how some people got this kind of bhakti bhava. They are very vigorous in their bhakti, serious. Why everyone can't be serious? The reason is given here. In case we got seed of bhogonmukhi, which means some association we had in the Purva Janma or in this life, you know, somebody who inspired us that Sanskrit education is goal of life. Or somebody said liberation from the material world to the spiritual world is goal of life. Just get liberated and relax. Some people, there is mokshonmukhi. If those kind of seeds we got, we'll be dull in spiritual life. Because some people, even after coming to devotional life, they go to sense gratification. Or some people hanker for liberation. But if you got bhakti unmukhi sukriti in the previous life or in this life, you know, you became attracted to one Mahatma devotee, who is a very faithful and genuine practitioner. Such a person can awaken our dormant Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we should look for people with such kind of great vigor for Krishna. And we have to associate with them and beg them for their blessing and mercy.
Yeah. From Shraddha Bhakti to Raganuga Bhakti. Sadhana Bhakti to Raganuga Bhakti.
Here Kunti. Kunti's devotion to Krishna is very reverential. And Devaki and Vasudev, when they saw the 400 form of Vishnu, they offered namaskar. And then when they saw the Lord becoming a small baby, they showed no reverence. They showed spontaneous affection. So it's a combination of reverential admiration and spontaneous affection. And Yashoda? Only spontaneous affection. Nothing else. She has a ocean of spontaneity in worshipping Krishna. No formal relationship. She considers him like her own baby. Yeah. Here also is an example of, you know, Raganuga devotees in the spiritual world, Krishna's friends fanning him, massaging his feet, playing with him. Sometimes they climb on Krishna's shoulders also. So this is Krishna. Read it.
Intense greed for attaining Krishna's darshan or seva.
You narrate this pastime briefly.
Once the Orissa lady in Odisha, Jagannath Puri,
yeah.
So she wanted to take darshan of Lord Jagannath Balde Subhadra. And there was a lot of crowd in the hall. So she was so eager to take darshan. Such a intensity was there. So immediately she climbed on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder. And one leg on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder and one leg on Garuda. So and like that she was taking darshan of the Lord. And then all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were very much surprised that how this lady directly keeping her leg on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they wanted to remove her. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped them and he was saying that actually this lady, she is having so much intensity to see the darshan of the Lord. Eagerness was there. So,
Utsaha.
She can even climb on my head.
So, Lord Chaitanya said, old lady, see her eagerness for taking darshan of Jagannath. I wish I have this type of eagerness, he said. So Mahaprabhu actually longed for such eagerness to take darshan of Jagannath. So in this way Mahaprabhu could see that Krishna lalasa even in another devotee, average devotee, Mahaprabhu could see like that. Similarly, we also have to search where are people who are practicing Krishna consciousness very seriously. Sometimes you see Maneka Dachide, some people chant 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours some people chant Ekadashi days. Similarly, when they go for yatra, when they take a holy dip in the river, they will sit at the bank of the river and chant more rounds. And they will pray to all the holy places. And they are also faithfully, genuinely practicing and preaching. Simply by associating with them, we get the fragrance of serious devotional service. Krishna Pada Padma Ganda Ye Ye Jana Pai Brahma Loka. He's saying, Brahma Loka Adi Sukha Taranahi Bhai. He's saying, Krishna Pada Padma Ganda Ye Ye Jana Pai means, if anybody got the fragrance of the dust of the Krishna's lotus feet in their life, for him, Indraloka, Chandraloka, Brahmaloka are immaterial. He will not care for anything mundane material. His whole satisfaction comes from spiritual life only. So, in that way, if somebody is very intensely practicing, one should associate. Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Matihi Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Api Ekala Moolyam Janma Koti Sukritair Na Labhyate. Yeah.
Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price, that is intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay.
Wherever such a vigorous bhakti is erupting from the heart, I'll give you one or two more examples, it'll become very clear. You see, there was one great king called Kulashekar Alvar in South India, a very great king. But he was a very mad after Lord Rama. He was a lover of the Lord. There are many, many verses he speaks in fondness of the Lord. He's saying, Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Manjarantam Adyaiva Me Vishatumana Saraja Hamsaha Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pittair Kantavaro Dhana Vidau Sumaranam Kutaste. He's saying, he's asking, oh my dear Lord, I am a young man now. Please kindly take me right now to your abode. Because I am hale and healthy, I can work very hard in your service now. But once I become an old man, my throat may be choked. I may be, you know, there will be mucus going and coming out and all that. I may suffer. And I may forget to chant your holy name due to poor health and bad situation of my body. Now that I am very young and hale and healthy, like the lotuses in a pond, you know, are fragrant and beautiful. Similarly, your lotus feet are also very fragrant and beautiful. Like the swans in the lake intertwine their necks with the lotus. Like that, let my mind get intertwined in your lotus feet. Like that he's praying. So he's a very, very great king. He used to hear the Ramayana, and whenever he would hear situations of Ravana attacking Ram, he would take his whole army and go to Lanka to offer support to Ram. He was such a Raganuga devotee that, you know, he was actually forgetting the material world and seeing everything in relation to Rama. Like that. So there are many, many wonderful verses he chants in the Kulashekara Advars Mukunda Mala Stotram. Similarly, here is another pastime explained here. This is Namadvar's daughter, Andal. She was a pure devotee and she is a queen of Dwaraka in the spiritual world. But here, when she comes to material world here, she comes in the mood of a Vrindavan gopi. So, before offering a garland to the Lord, her father one day saw that she's wearing the garland herself, and then her long hair had come on the garland. So the father kept aside the garland, made a new one. But Lord Krishna told, no, I want the garland which is used by your daughter, because she was offering me that garland with great affection. And the father was surprised. Now we can see the picture, you see. Andal would put the garland and see, how will this garland fit my Lord's body? You know, will it make him happy? That was her thought process, her intention, which was understood to whom?
Krishna.
Krishna, yeah. Therefore, Krishna preferred that garland he wanted. So, this is Raghunuga Bhakti. Raghunuga Bhakti actually springs from the heart. No, but her father never ordered her that you should, put on your neck and see. Just came from inside. Like you all know Shabari, how she gave bitten fruits, the sweet ones to Rama. Who told her that inspiration came from inside her, that I want to offer the best fruits to Ram? One should see such people with such intentions, pure intentions of wanting to do devotional service in a very special way. Read it below.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experiencing great feelings of separation from Krishna.
Yeah. One more.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feeling separation from Krishna like gopis felt when Akrura took Krishna to Mathura.
Yeah, here you see Mahaprabhu is crying. You know, he is remembering all the gopis crying in the Vrindavan when Akrura was taking Krishna Balram to Mathura. Read it.
Lobha, intense greed, refers to the state.
This lobha is required for going from Vaidhi to Raganuga stage. And in our stage, what it means is, along with our regular everyday day-to-day Krishna consciousness, we need one additional element of thrill and enthusiasm and eagerness to attain the higher levels of devotional service. If that is there, that's a spark in you. Keep on fanning it. Huh? Fan it. It will grow, bigger. Then this lobha will become extremely big. That's what is going to become Raganuga. Yeah.
Refers to the state where our soul and overwhelming desire is to please Krishna in a particular way. As long as there is some other desire, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, in our hearts, the required intensity cannot manifest.
Yeah, mridangam give, I'll sing one. Like, you know, this song you can see, where Narottama Das Thakur expresses his lobha. He says in this song,
Hari Hari Vifale Janam Gavaino Hari Hari Vifale Janam Gavaino Manusha Janam Paya Radha Krishna Nabadiya Janeya Shaniya Visha Aino Janeya Shaniya Aino Janeya Shaniya Visha Aino Goloke Premadana Harinama Sankirtana Atena Janmilo Kene Kai Sati na janme loke neta
And then after that Brajendra nandana jai rachi shuta hoilo se Brajendra nandana jai sachi shuta Balarama hoilo netai Balarama hoilo Nina hinayata chilo Hori name udari lo Nina hinayata chilo Tara sakshi jagayi madai Tara sakshi Mahaprabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhano Sutta Yutta Karuna Koro Yai Baro Narottama Dase Koi Na Teli Ho Ranga Poi Toma vina ke ate amara
Ke
तुमा बिना के आते हमारा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा नित्याय गौरांग जय नित्याय गौरांग नित्याय गौरांग जय नित्याय गौरांग हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल
Very beautiful song, no? See here, Natanasa Thakur is saying, My dear Lord, your holy name is descending from the Goloka Vrindavana, but I am such a fool, I have no attraction for your holy name. Ratina Janmilo. Kenetai, he is saying. And I am drinking poison willingly, he is saying. What is the meaning of drinking poison willingly? He is saying, Manushya Janamapaya, Radha Krishna Bhajiya. I have got a human form of life, but I am not actually serious about Krishna consciousness. I have become very, careless and casual and inattentive in my Krishna consciousness. Is it true? He's already very, very serious. But despite being serious, Prabhupada says in Ambarish Maharaj's case, when Ambarish Maharaj turned to 50, he was telling his ministers, I think now I should take Vanaprastha and become more serious in my spiritual life. And ministers laughed and said, My dear King, you are already a pure devotee. What else are you doing in your life? That's your main work. As a king, he just would supervise some work. Most of the work was done by ministers. But the king was not satisfied with that much devotion service. Already he got a certificate for doing all the Navvidha Bhakti himself. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Archana, everything. Save Manakrishna Padaravandiya, we say. But Prabhupada says, a millionaire is not satisfied. He wants to become billionaire. A billionaire is not satisfied. He wants to become trillionaire. A trillionaire is not satisfied, he wants to become a zillionaire, he says. Similarly, just as materialistic people want or become greedy in material life to earn more and more money, devotee becomes intensely greedy to earn more and more bhakti credits. And he actually wants to surrender to the Lord more and more. Yeah, read it.
Done, please.
Then this one.
How does it arise?
कृष्ण तद् भक्त कारुण्य मात्रा लाभैक हेतुका
द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्णा एंड हिज डिवोटीज इज द ओनली कॉज ऑफ लोभ
बाय कृष्णास ग्रेस बाय द डिवोटीज ग्रेस बाय आवर एसोसिएशन विद सिंसियर एंड सीरियस डिवोटीज द सच इंटेंसिटी एंड लोभ विल कम सी देयर इज अ एवरेज डिवोशनल सर्विस देयर इज अ इंटेंस डिवोशनल सर्विस फॉर एग्जांपल इन एवरेज डिवोशनल सर्विस लाइक ऑर्डिनरी दोसा Intense devotional service like a masala dosa. Everybody likes which one? So that is what makes it attractive to Krishna also. Like for example, say somebody comes to meet you waiting outside for 5 minutes and they go away and they give a call and say, I came to meet you, you were too busy so I went away. I waited for 5 minutes and I went away, they say. And you may also say, I am very busy these days, another day we will see. But imagine if somebody comes at the door and says, Sir, I am waiting for you for the last 2 hours. I am hoping that you will give me audience. I am not saying you immediately call me. I am going to continue waiting here. Whenever you have some little time, you call me. I just need about 10-15 minutes. And you may say, No, I am very, very busy today. But then he may say, No problem, you can be busy all day. I will do my work. And the night, even if you meet me at 8 o'clock before going to bed, if you can meet me 10 minutes, I'll be thankful. And then you see that they're waiting till night 8 o'clock. And just to meet you for a few minutes. So will you be attracted to them or not? Because, my Lord, this person is waiting from afternoon 2 o'clock to night 8 o'clock. Sitting here doing some chanting, taking darshan in the temple. Just only for one purpose he has come here. What for? For meeting me. So this is how even we, our heart also becomes sentimental and melted when we see somebody waiting for us to meet. So why will the Lord's heart not melt if somebody is... See, Krishna Chandra Prabhu in Bombay, he was telling, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj came to his office. And Krishna Chandra Prabhu's secretary sitting at the entrance said, No, our Rishikesh Mafatlali is too busy, you just can't meet him. Maharaj said, No, I will just sit here. Whenever he is coming out from the company, I will walk with him to his car. A few minutes we will talk. So he waited more than two and a half hours. And when Krishna Prabhu came out, he saw Swamiji is sitting. So he again went inside, taking him in. He met him and then he told, I'm very sorry today, I had very busy meetings, I couldn't meet you. So Rishikesh Mahatlal was in coat, suit, boot, tie and everything. And Maharaj was in saffron. He made Maharaj comfortable and immediately he gave a check and became a life member after that. Then after that, his connection with ISKCON became very strong, thick after that. So later on, Maharaj was telling, this is how Prabhupada got Jaladuta ticket from who? Sumati Murarji. How many hours Prabhupada waited? 3 hours. 3-4 hours he had to wait to get Chauksi, was the secretary of Sumati Murarji. Chauksi would go and tell the message and come, but then finally she called. And you will see Prabhupada was determined, correct, no? So Krishna will see that if you are determined to get him, he will think, Arey, he's not leaving me at all. You know, day after day, month after month, year after year, he's behind me. Morning he's chanting my name, night he's remembering my name. Daytime he's thinking of my pastimes. Arey, this fellow seems he's hell-bent on getting me. Then finally Krishna, what he will do? He'll give himself. Like he did to Yashoda, he did. Like that. And that is how you can see. Here you see, some of the purest of the devotees, they become gopis like this, and Krishna plays pranks with them by... demanding the buttermilk from them. They have become so fortunate to play, take part in such pastimes with Krishna. So, our intensity and seriousness will attract the mercy of Krishna and its devotees. Yeah.
Symptoms of lobha.
Tattad bhavadi madhurye shute dhir yad apekshate natra shastram na yuktimcha tal lobot patti lakshanam. Yeah.
The appearance of that greed is indicated when the intelligence does not depend on rules of scriptures and logic.
It's not that, you know, because scripture tells me to do, I am doing it. Initially it is true. In the scriptures it is said one should surrender to Krishna, man, manabho, mad bhakta and all that. But once the bhakti awakens in our heart very strongly, you will not care for anything. You just headlong go in Krishna bhakti ahead. Yeah, yes.
After realizing to some degree the sweetness of their love through the process of hearing from the scriptures.
Because you start experiencing sweetness in bhakti and you come to Raganuga stage. After that one will not demand any logic or reason or why we should do bhakti, because it becomes spontaneous.
At what stage lobha appears? Usually doesn't awaken until nishtha, after anarthanivritti.
After anarthanivritti. So we all have to finish the anarthanivritti process first. It takes time. And then nishtha will come. In that time, the very intense greed to attain Krishna will come.
Adopt the mood of Lord Chaitanya's associates. Do not directly enter Krishna's pastimes. Always in search of Krishna.
Actually, some people prematurely want to enter into Raganuga pastimes, or they want to think that I have developed greed for getting Krishna. They pretend to be like pure devotees, which is a very bad thing to do, because it leads to Sahajya culture. Sahajya means taking Krishna very cheaply. Like one devotee was bathing Krishna's small murti, and the murti slipped out of his hands and fell. So he was like, hey Krishna, why are you running away from hand? Come here. Like that he was picking up. So when the matter came to Prabhupada said, you can't be a sahajya, he said. You have to be very careful in bathing the deity and decorating the small deities and all. So we cannot just assume that I am a pure devotee, I am already a part of Vrindavan, things like that. There are some foolish sahajyas who wear, Harinam chadar like a sari, and they put a peacock feather, and they also play on the flute also. And they imagine themselves to have become completely Krishna conscious even without the shelter of Guru also. So we don't accept such Raganuga and all. and later on they will do some blunders with some opposite sex. We don't want such kinds of people who are not in parampara. So, but those in parampara, this is their consciousness. He Radhe Vraja Devi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kutaha Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vane Kutaha Goshantaviti Sarvato Vrajapure Khedair Maha Vihvalau Vande Rupa Sanatana Uragu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau. He is saying that, Hey Radhe, Hey Radharani, where are you? Hey Vrajadevike, one who is the Lord of Goddess of Vrindavan. Hey Lalita and Vishaka, you are all associates of Radharani. Where are you all now? Hey Nandasuno, Hey Krishna, Nandaba, Nanda's son. Kutaha, where are you? Are you in Sri Govardhan? Foot of Govardhan? Or are you playing with your boys or friends in the Kalindi Yamuna? Or are you in the Kadamakanan forest playing on your flute? In this way, they all Khedir Mahavihabhivala. They loudly wept and cried and searched for Radha and Krishna, although they were already pure devotees. Yeah.
How do we take Radha's shelter? We need to serve the mission of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They reveal how to take shelter of Srimati Radharani and mercifully gives us that shelter.
Actually, therefore, we are studying Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha and Krishna will become very easily understandable, provided we take the message from Lord Chaitanya's both teachings as well as his lifestyle, both. Yeah.
Everyone is under the shelter of Krishna's energy. Do we want to be under the shelter of spiritual energy of Srimati Radharani or the material energy of Durga?
Yeah, we have the choice. Yeah, Mahatmanas Mamparta, Daivim Pakshim, they take shelter of Radharani. Yeah.
What happens when we take shelter of Srimati Radharani?
Like here Prabhupada is bowing down to Radharani. One time Prabhupada told in the class, no, I can never fall down, he said. And then he was doing obeisances like this and praying to Radharani. One disciple asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what were you praying? Prabhupada said, I was praying that I may not fall down. Huh? And then he said, but Prabhupada, you told in the class.
We get protection. Although we have got Krishna's qualities, still we sometimes fall down. So we require protection. Therefore we chant, Hare Krishna, not alone Krishna. We first of all take the shelter of Krishna's energy, Daivi Maya, Radharani. In Vrindavan they chant Radha Krishna, Jai Radhe.
Correct. So I told you three things now in this section. What is Vaidhi Bhakti, what is Raganuga Bhakti? We understood the difference very clearly. Secondly, we discussed about the lobha or the spiritual greed or like an internal motivation and fire to do bhakti very intensely. We should start. That was one thing I spoke about. And the third thing I spoke about was about, taking shelter of Radharani and cultivating feelings of separation from Krishna. Rather than, claiming to be an advanced devotee, I am seeing Krishna every moment. Krishna is my friend, I am playing with him. Some people bluff like that. Advanced devotee will never claim that I am talking to Krishna every day or I am dealing with Krishna every day. So rather we should be in a mood of separation. Hey Krishna, where are you? Radharani, where are you? Please accept me. Don't reject me. You have accepted Jagayamadai. Accept me also. So that mood will help us to take shelter of Srimati Radharani. Yeah. Okay. Now, we will stop for here today. And then, what is the verse number?
224.
Yeah. So 224 we have to start, isn't it? So, the section I was telling you, actually it's up to 226 only. Can you finish these two verses? We are already in 224 now. We have given good explanation about Raganuga. Yeah. Yeah. Great sages conquer the mind and senses by practicing mystic yoga system and controlling the breath. Thus engaging in mystic yoga, they see the super soul within their hearts and ultimately enter into impersonal Brahman. But even the enemies of the Supreme Lord attain that same Brahman. But the damsels of Raja, the gopis, being attracted by the beauty of Krishna, simply wanted to embrace him and his arms, which are like serpents. Thus the gopis ultimately tasted the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, we Upanishads can also taste the nectar of his lotus feet by following in the footsteps of gopis. Like that, the Upanishads pray to Krishna. Huh? You see, the rishis and yogis and jnanis are trying to, you know, get the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, but they are unable to. But the gopis, God Krishna is their lover, they danced with him. And during the dance, Krishna and the gopis were clasping each other's hands or putting their hands around their shoulders, and Krishna danced with them. They got this good fortune, he is saying. Yeah. Samadrisha Shabde Kahe Sei Bhave Anugati. Samashabde Kahe Shrutira Gopi Deha Prapti. The word Samadrishaha, mentioned in the fourth line of the previous verse, means following the mood of the gopis. The word Samah means Shruti's attainment of bodies like those of gopis. So Shruti also took the body of gopis. Angri Padma Sudhaya Kahe Krishna Sanghananda. Vedi Marge Napaye Vraje Krishna Chandra. The word Angri Padma Sudha means associating intimately with Krishna. One can attain such perfection only by spontaneous love of God. One cannot obtain Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan simply by serving the Lord according to regulative principles. Vaidhyasana Bhakti is good, not bad. But if one is stuck in that and not going to Raganuga, then one cannot go to Goloka and serve him intimately, he is saying. Nayam sukha apo bhagavan dehinam gopika sutaha jnaninam chatma bhutanam yata bhakti matamiha. This verse talks about Lord is not easily obtainable. By dehatma buddhi wale, ordinary people, middle sick people. But the Lord is easily attainable by one who is a follower of Yashoda. Even jnanis and yogis cannot attain him, he says that. So, up to 227, no? 226. Okay, 227 onwards, we will discuss. Now today we did between 220 to? 26. Oh, ho, ho. We have done up to 26. So, actually this is connected only, we can finish it off. Up to 32 we will finish it off. Atayeva gopi bhava kariyangikara Aratri dina chinte radha krishna ravihara Aratri dina chinte radha krishna ravihara. Therefore one should accept the mood of the gopis in their service. In such a transcendental mood one should always think of the pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Siddha dehe chintikare tahani sevana. Saki bhave paya radha krishna racharana. After thinking of Radha and Krishna and their pastimes for a long time, and after getting completely free from mental contamination, one is transferred to the spiritual world. There the devotee attains an opportunity to serve Radha and Krishna as one of the gopis. That is Siddha deha prapti. One will get there after getting relieved from the material world. The purpose is when one is situated in the spiritual body, then that body is called Siddha Deha, he says. So we have to actually elevate ourselves to that. Otherwise, according to subtle body, we keep on getting new bodies. When we do Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, then we get a spiritual body eventually. Gopi Anugatya Vina Aishwarya Jnane Bhajileha Nahi Paya Vrajendra Nandane. Unless one follows in the footsteps of the gopis, he cannot attain the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. If one is overcome by knowledge of the Lord's opulence in Aishwarya Bhava, he cannot attain Lord's lotus feet, even though he is engaged in devotional service. So we can worship Lakshmi Narayan in Vidhi Marga. So this purport we will surely read in the next class, 2:30. It's very important. So we will stop here with 2:30 here, because actually 30, 31, 32 are a little more important. We will devote some time for them. Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktavinda ki.